We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
All right, welcome to the Three's Us podcast, everybody. Everyone's favorite a science-forward nonfiction podcast.
Well, I guess it is nonfiction.
I hope.
Yeah, I mean,
you're like, technically, we exist.
Yeah. We are real.
Okay. Right, well, get ready for learning a lot about biochemistry with your favorite hosts, Danny and Daniel. Take it away, guys.
Yeah. Oh shit. All right. So biochem is something I've never taken in school, but I remember my roommate from college complaining a lot about it. My roommate Alan complained a lot about biochem because it was
Danny
one of the
has,
harder
like,
classes.
Actually more to say on this that's like legit than I thought already.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about concepts at all.
I thought
all.
He was gonna be like, oh, the cell divides,
the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Dopamine response. So yeah, welcome to Three's podcast. I'm Danny, that's Daniel, that's Mason. I like saying it like that because it doesn't make any fucking sense for a podcast.
Like, nobody knows who you're,
right, you're not pointing at anybody.
I want to give a shout out though. This is to seemingly an account named Daniel.
You're our shout out of the week, Daniel.
Was
we
this
love
actually you.
You,
Daniel? It could be.
I don't know.
No, it's not fucking Daniel. That would be so fucking weird if Daniel's asking for a shout out.
Well, they're not asking for a shout out. I just enjoyed this, but it was this is from the "What did you think about this episode of Three's Us?" thing. Daniel, if this rings a bell. Daniel, they say, this is one of my fave podcasts of all time. It has two of my favorite people, my favorite Chinese man named Daniel, who goes by Daniel, and my favorite Chinese man named Daniel, who goes by Danny.
Danny's Chinese.
Yeah. I was like, is this Daniel Park leaving this thing?
That's really funny.
But I really enjoyed this one. Thank you, Daniel, who also, you have a great name. It'd be really funny if your name's not Daniel, but you made a Spotify account named Daniel. Yeah. Just because you like us so much.
Thank you, Daniel. You're our shout out of the week. You made us laugh. Good job. Mm-hmm. You can be like Daniel and get one of our weekly shout outs where we always shout out a listener. Mm-hmm. You can do what Daniel did, which is interact with our Spotify feed.
Yep.
You can also leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. We read those as well. You can also comment on like a YouTube video whenever we post one of those. You can also, what are the other ones? Oh, my favorite one. You can go to patreon.com/threesus and join our family and message just freely there. You can also send us a DM on Instagram, or what else can you do, Daniel?
Or you can be part of the podcast for 3 years. It wasn't me though.
Daniel's
doing a long
you can get a
shout out
on Threes' podcast. All you have to do is join it and run it.
Daniel's doing a long con shout out.
We love our listeners.
If I may speak more, I would like to play game with you guys.
Yes.
Okay. You still could have said a game if you're only going for one syllable
words.
Yeah,
I could have. But sometimes it's more fun to remove words like that.
So what's this game, Danny?
This is a bit of an opening game. I just wanted to see if you guys could fairly easily guess what I'm going for here. But this is a game I wanted to call Caveman Concepts.
Yeah.
It's based off of a game that I've played recently a good bit in real life called Poetry for Neanderthals.
Okay.
Is essentially a game. It's basically Taboo, but instead of like not being able to say the word or words on the card, you have to speak in only one syllable words, basically.
Oh.
It's pretty. And then you get like penalized, obviously, if you use a two or more syllable word to describe.
Right.
You know, for example, like if the word was water, I would say blue thing that drink for no more thirst. Right. You know, because you can't say like liquid. You can't say, you know, H2O, whatever. So I just wanted to go through a bunch. I did what Daniel does when he does the little riddle things where I did a random noun generator.
Oh.
Some of these will be infinitely harder than others. But I just wanted to see if you guys could guess what I'm describing on my one syllable definition for them.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah. All right. The first one is... big car with guns that was used in
tank.
Oh yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Both of you guys kind of got it at basically the same time.
Right, cool.
Big car with guns. I didn't know how else to describe the vehicle, other than car with guns. Use this thing to grab food and put in mouth.
Fork.
Oh, I got Mason Spoon? First. Yeah. Mason with fork. Yes. It's pretty, could have been spoon as well, based on the definition. Okay. Put this up to make dark in room.
Light.
No.
Shade.
Blinds.
No, almost.
Oh, what, really?
Curtains.
Blackout curtains.
Curtains. Mason got it. Yeah. Put this up to make dark in room.
Yeah.
Okay. Place book on it when not read.
Bookshelf?
Shelf.
Oh. Shelf. Yeah. Daniel, there you go. Yeah. Okay. This one's definitely harder. I made this thing, so my name on it.
Patent?
Plaque?
Close.
Signature.
Serves a need, so I made it to help.
Invention.
Invention. There it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I made this thing, so my name on it. I thought it was just like, I mean, obviously it's not always the case, but
yeah.
Sometimes your name will be associated. Okay. Long thing with tongue in grass. Don't let bite.
Oh, anteater. Oh.
Don't let bite.
So say it again. Snake.
Daniel got it. It's snake. So it was a long thing with tongue in grass. Don't let bite.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say like no legs.
No legs would work too. Yeah. Long thing, no legs, tongue in grass.
It's no legs.
Yeah. Okay. This one's interesting. We set this up to run our land. No one guy or girl, but lots.
Farm?
Democracy?
Close. More
government.
Yeah, government. It is. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, Mason would get a half point for that because he definitely mentally took Daniel like.
No.
Yeah. I have one. I'm going to interrupt with a spontaneous one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Put head
hat
on in bed.
Pillow.
Yeah.
Pillow. Ah. Yeah. Put head, penis head.
Put dick in bed.
Condom? I don't know. Yeah. Put on dick in bed. One thing I noticed that I was like trying to be very like gender inclusive with these things, but like man is one syllable and woman is not. So I had to come up with like new.
The
so
pronoun
said,
her or she.
Yeah. You can do that. Yeah. But so I said
you
like
say girl man.
Well, that's why I did like not one guy or no one guy or girl, but lots. Make choice as group for all was like the last sentence to describe government. Yeah. Okay. Next one is cut tree to piece of wood.
Chainsaw.
No. Name we call wood from tree.
Lumber.
Yeah, lumber. Sorry. Yeah, the first sentence made it sound like it was the device used, which made sense that Daniel go chainsaw.
I have a hard one that I want to try making up on the spot.
All right. Yeah. Go for it.
Burst. In gut
orgasm
need fix
surgery
by
bypass surgery
gastric
in
bypass
gut need fix by guy with knife.
I mean, yeah, some sort of surgical
such
procedure.
A bad idea.
Childbirth,
kidney stones,
burst from. Sick.
Burst from sick.
Burst from sick.
Gut part. No need.
Pancreas surgery.
Yeah, like kidney kidney stones.
Is it the pancreas? No. What's the organ?
Of it right, but no say right word.
Spleen.
Oh my gosh.
It's kidney,
what is
like
it?
Kidney, a kidney transplant, a kidney, kidney failure.
Also,
kidney,
is it? Also no. Word used.
Ooh, also
in
is two
book?
Syllables. Yeah.
To search for words.
Oh, appendix. The appendix.
Yeah.
Appendix surgery.
Appendix burst. Yeah.
Is that less of a common thing than I thought it was?
No.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. Just for some reason, we were not thinking about that.
I couldn't think of appendix.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought of like appendicitis, and I was like, that's a really hard one. I want to try. Yeah.
Daniel, do you want to? Yeah, you got one. Go.
Run out.
Ink.
Look. Glass.
Telescope.
Pessimism.
Spyglass.
Run in glass. Break glass.
Window.
yes.
Glass
yes.
Door. Glass door. Window.
Yeah.
Pane.
Glass ceiling.
Jump out. Jump out.
Window. Window
emergency
frame.
Evacuation.
Window.
Actually, I don't even know if you guys know this word, but
oh.
Defenestrate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the clue I needed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny. Okay. I have a bunch more if you guys want me to just keep going.
Let's do a few more.
Yeah. Okay. Group of days. 1, 2, 3, 4,
week.
5. Yeah, week. Yeah. I was literally just going to count up to 7 because all of the numbers before 7 are one syllable. When make more coin than it costs to make.
Inflation? Deflation? Oh, penny.
No. when make more dough than it costs to make thing.
Profit.
Yeah, profit. Yeah. White stuff on ground when cold.
Semen.
I knew it. If I stopped at white stuff on ground, semen would have been
going.
When cold, semen. I mean, you know.
When it's cold, I just can't help it. Anyway,
Okay, wait. We all come for talk on joint task.
Semen.
Yeah, we all come. We all come
meeting?
For talk on. Oh yeah, meeting. There you go.
Oh wow.
I was gonna say need big room for group talk.
I have one.
All right, go for it.
We all come.
Orgy.
Orgy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do two more. Okay. Guy or girl I like to spend time with, but not date.
Friend?
Yeah, friend. Yeah. Last one I'll do is slang name for thing that put in mouth for yum. Long
jump?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yum?
I guess, for yum. Long meat in bun with stuff on top.
A hot dog.
Slang term.
Oh, glizzy.
Glizzy. There it is. Yeah. But I thought, you know, definitely going towards blowjob or dick at first. Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
I got one last
one.
Big ice ship sink.
Glacier.
Titanic.
Titanic.
Oh, Titanic. Yeah. Nice. That's a pretty.
Oh.
Yeah.
My best.
That atmosphere.
Blow up.
Blow up, I guess.
Love. Yeah. I love this blow up.
Hindenburg. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, God.
I think, like, in a previous episode, I was like, wait, wasn't there, like, a thing that's my favorite that's a joke on this podcast?
Yeah,
I don't think I was able to come up with it, and it was the Hindenburg.
Yeah. That's great.
I don't actually like the Hindenburg, guys.
No. You just think it wasn't as bad as we think it is.
Yeah. I like the Hindenburg as much as Danny is Chinese.
So a lot.
So 100%.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for playing Caveman Concepts. I mean, that's kind of also a fairly reproducible game, like infinitely reproducible game. I hate that, like, all I'm thinking of now is that, and I just want to come up with more things. But we have to move on.
We have to move on because I want to talk about something, you guys.
Right,
or at least ask
about
a question.
Ooh, okay.
The question prompt, I have a few answers for this, what are some things that y'all think are bad to pursue directly? I don't know if this makes sense, but, like, here's an example I thought of. View count when you make, like, a video or a piece of content.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, like, I think a lot of people do that when they, like, want to make a video or want something. They're like, what can I do to get to have it make the most views? Mm-hmm. Or, like, similarly, you could pursue, like,
fame.
What do I need to do to make this video make money or get famous? And I think those are bad goals, because you should be asking yourself, like, what's the best version of this video idea I can make?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what do I need to do to make it?
Yeah.
And then once you've made it, you can, like, see about adapting it with strategy. But even then, I think it's just best to put the best stuff you can out there and then just, like, see if it gets popular, because you don't actually have the power to. And also, like, if you pursue view count directly, you're going to make, like, garbage, you know?
We've briefly talked about this before, but, like, being funny or, like, comedy in, like,
terrible thing to do to pursue directly.
Or, like, the idea of making somebody laugh, like, the I feel like that's usually the right or the wrong mindset to approach the concept of, like, being a funny person.
Trying to come off as funny is a one-way ticket to cringe.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, the first thing that I thought of was like being cool or being perceived as cool.
Cool and popular are both like, don't do that, dude. Just like, do something else.
Like to be cool, like you just need to be self-assured and be passionate about something.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the recipe for me.
This is a little less direct, but I also thought of like a significant other. Like, I think a lot of times in life, if people are like, I need a girlfriend or I need a boyfriend, that's a pretty bad like mentality to like find a healthy relationship in.
Yeah, because you're also like, once you meet them, you're not going to ask yourself like, do I like this individual? You're going to ask yourself like, can I make this individual into my partner? Which is
I think it's also a recipe for the people say this sometimes, like falling in love with like the concept of
the
love
idea
versus
of it.
Versus the person. You know, and I think it puts you in a spot where you're not going to be as successful, I think.
Big complicated goals, pursuing the end of the goal directly is hard.
You gotta have like milestones.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other things, but yeah, no, that's actually pretty interesting. Fairly thought-provoking, Mason, thank you.
Just like, you know, if you set goals, try to ask yourself like, is this the kind of thing to pursue directly or indirectly, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll still be thinking of examples, but in the meantime, that's a great transition into what I got, because
yeah, please.
Ooh.
This game is about, has to do with maybe you shouldn't have gone for this directly.
Okay.
And
okay.
thought of a different way to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. Because we're playing Good Cause or Cash Law.
This is a new game, right?
Cash Cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cash Cab. Cash Cab. I'm going to send you money online.
Yeah.
The worst game to play remotely.
Oh, yeah. I will admit, I'm still thinking weirdly in like one syllable words.
Caveman, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
so we play game now.
Yeah, we play game now.
This game, I give you. Oh, I can't do caveman.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, we want to know how the game works. Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a GoFundMe campaign.
Oh, okay.
You have to tell me if it's real or if I just made it up.
Oh, my lord. Cool. Okay.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to be like, you have to guess if it succeeded on its like funding goal or not.
That, but it's like, kind of hard to.
Oh my gosh.
And you might be mean, like by accident.
That's
yeah. This is interesting.
So yeah, pretty simple.
I think it's funny that like Daniel's gone through this just like, I feel like you're racking your brain for all the things I can determine or like tell the guys whether or not it's real. And we've now gotten to GoFundMe campaigns.
That's funny.
Crazy. Yeah. All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. So the first one is, oh, by the way, so like, I'm going to just tell you the name of the campaign.
Yeah.
And like, if it's like ambiguous, I'll give you more detail about what the campaign is for.
Sure.
If the title doesn't do it. But the first one is pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
Help me buy GoFundMe.
Oh, help me buy GoFundMe. That's got to be real. Someone's done that.
That is real.
Yeah.
And they were asking, oh, do you want to guess how much they were asking for?
Oh, 10 mil.
For fun.
I was going to say like $3 billion.
$10 mil and $3 billion.
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, Danny's closer. It was 200 mil.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I feel like GoFundMe is worth more than that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Also, maybe this campaign was in it earlier on.
Oh, yeah. Like a long time ago. It's a funny campaign idea.
How much did they get? That's what I want to know.
I don't actually know. I'll have to look up after this.
Okay.
Here's the next one.
Yeah.
Potato salad.
That sounds real. I feel like some boomer like just made like a GoFundMe just called potato salad. Like
I hope there isn't a description. No one knows what they're donating to. But I also hope it raised like $330,000.
It is kind of ambiguous. So it's money to make a potato salad.
Oh, is the goal like literally like $10, or is it like
I want to say that's real and it greatly exceeded its funding.
Yeah, same.
I'm surprised you guys haven't heard this one. It is real. Okay. It is not GoFundMe, though. It was on Kickstarter.
Oh, okay.
It was like the most funded thing. Actually, maybe it wasn't the most funded, but it was like...
So stupid.
They made a lot of money. And so the guy like made it into a whole picnic thing with activities and like different foods and stuff because so many people donated.
How much did he make?
I don't remember. I want to say like...
$50,000. Yeah, for potato salad. Yeah,
potato salad.
That's great.
That must have been a fucking amazing potato salad, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Right. This reminded me. I don't know if you guys remember this. I can't believe we've actually not thought about talking about this on the podcast. But when we were in college, there was a guy that was on my freshman dorm floor who he was a flautist in the music department, and his like. A senior flute recital went viral.
Azeem.
Do you guys remember?
Yeah,
Azeem. Yeah. So Azeem Ward, he was a guy that I knew from college. Yeah, he for some reason, like he just posted like a Facebook event for his flute recital.
And it went like the Facebook event posting went viral.
Yeah. And like people from especially I think the UK hopped on it. And I think he ended up having like tens of thousands of people attending his flute recital,
like RSVPing to it. In a room that holds like 50 people.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel. Like he literally got to the point where
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did an interview with Jimmy Kimmel, funny. And it's just so insane.
He had a school flute recital, and like he posted an image that for it,
it was
that
like,
was like
funny.
Intentionally funny. Like like he's wearing like big glasses. I think he's a lot younger too.
Yeah.
In the photo, and like. it just went viral to be like art. It was like an open event too, like not invite only. So he was like, it would just ask you like, are you attending Azeem's flute recital?
Yeah.
And like, it's this like kid like holding a flute looking dorky. And like, tens of thousands of people said they were going to attend, like more people than went to UCSB.
Be there. So,
and then you said someone from the UK actually flew in to like come see it, right?
I think so. I think there were some people who committed.
I think I remember that too.
I do remember that when it actually happened, it was live streamed, obviously, because of, you know, the amount of people that wanted to watch it. And then he definitely sold out the entire hall. And I believe there were also people outside of the hall watching, too.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Our acapella group had him open for us, like, to cash in on the, like, funny moment that he was having.
Oh, yeah.
People were calling him across campus Azeem the Dream.
Yeah. what a name. Yeah. Azeem the Dream. Anyway, that's what this all made me think of, obviously. Potato salad, continue, Daniel.
Nice. Okay. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. Going from something wholesome and fun, here's the next campaign. Help me hire a hitman to take out my mother-in-law.
Oh, my Lord.
We've had two reels so far.
It still feels real, though.
Yeah.
It's like the kind of joke that, like, the greater public would make. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't reek of our sense of humor, which is usually how I go. Oh, that's fake.
I do feel like this could be a Daniel and because there's a world where GoFundMe wouldn't allow for this to go
that's
public.
That's a good point.
So I'm going to say
a good point.
I'm going to say it's fake.
Yeah, that's actually, you convinced me. I was going to say real and just like accept if Daniel was doing a good job of impersonating a different kind of sense of humor.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go fake because they have moderators.
Yeah.
Damn, I wasn't doing a good job then because it is fake.
I convinced Mason entirely too on that.
Well, I mean, could you imagine, like, I didn't think about that angle, but could you imagine being like a moderator on the website and being like, yeah, I'll just leave this up.
Yeah, that seems fine.
She probably sucks.
She deserved it. Yeah.
All right. Here's the next one. Sure. Cancer of the bone, femur bone transplant.
I know that, like, unfortunately, it is a thing to crowdfund medical procedures in the U.S. specifically.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a real healthcare system.
Yeah.
So, sadly, I'm going to go real, and I hope it's fake, but I do know stuff like this exists.
Cancer of the bone, though.
It is an
it's
unusual
like
title.
Yeah. I'll go fake. I think Daniel's.
I hope it's fake.
Yeah, Daniel's joshing us.
Unfortunately, it is real.
Yeah. We don't have a real healthcare system, so when people have like
there's
catastrophic
a lot of
health procedures, they usually have to ask for donations or else they die.
Yeah.
Love this system. Anyway. Yeah.
All right, here's the next one. Also healthcare related, I think. Okay. Heart removal.
Oh, man. I want to say fake. But it's also a funny joke that I feel like a lot of people could make. I don't know.
Well, also, like, heart removal isn't the full... It'd be heart transplant. Heart removal is just death.
yeah, I think that's the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm tired of this thing.
Yeah, it sounds... Yeah, yeah.
Get out of me.
Can you guys pay for my heart removal? I'm gonna say real. I think someone made this joke.
Yeah, I'm also gonna go real, even though like I shouldn't.
Yeah.
It is fake.
Dang.
Okay, good one.
Good job,
it's
Daniel.
A funny joke.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a good
one. Heart removal. Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Because I could see the internet being like, yeah, I'll fund that. That's funny. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like that.
All right. Simon's penis surgery.
Simon's penis surgery.
Can I just know what way they're affecting Simon's penis? Or does it not say?
I think they're fixing it.
Okay, this is fake. I'm going
penile
well,
injury. I'm gonna go real.
Yeah, I'm gonna go fake. I guess
it is real.
Dang, nice. Simon's penis surgery,
but it's for a cat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, is it like them getting neutered?
I don't think that changes my mind much.
Doesn't really affect the decision making.
Yeah, it's really not a surgery of the penis, but are they getting like neutered? Is that the idea, or is it?
No, I think like they're having some urinary problems or something.
Okay.
Oh, my dog had that.
Yeah, we could get you Herbert's penis.
Herbert's penis
fund.
Surgery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, let's go to a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Damn,
next
I should have
run
a GoFundMe because like that shit costs so much. Anyway, you go.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's not too late. You can still ask people for money.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a not great campaign to be like, I fixed my dog's dick a couple years ago. Yeah. Can I have some money?
I think it's pretty funny. Especially because it was a year ago.
Yeah. It would be pretty funny if you were just so transparent about it, too. Is like, I fixed my dog's dick a couple years ago. I'm asking for money because I was told that I could do that on the site.
That shit was expensive. Yeah, yeah. My friend was like, have you tried asking for money?
That the transparency might get some people to some people might
be
down.
I'll be real with y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, here's the next one.
Yeah.
Darren is trying to gluck gluck. This is a campaign to remove Darren's lower ribs so that
I mean, it's so
these
vague.
Are hard, Daniel, because you're doing this time around, you're doing a really good job of like adopting a more mass appeal internet sense of humor. So it's like it is harder to sniff out when, because like none of these are really normal Daniel jokes, you know.
Okay,
Darren is trying to gluck gluck because I mean it's a very vague title in and of itself.
I'm still gonna go fake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's almost like too good of a title. It almost feels like someone
real.
Wanted me to laugh. Yeah. You know,
Darren is trying to gluck gluck. I'll go real on this one. I'll be different from Mason.
It is fake.
Dang it. Oh, okay.
It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Should have gone with my gut.
But like you know, the joke about removing ribs to suck your own dick is like such a popular joke. And Daniel doesn't like make jokes like that super often. So I was like, damn, maybe this is real. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. Here's the last one. Fund the Alabama state government.
Oh,
That's
got to be real.
That's
got to
be real. There's fund so much the anti-government sentiment in Alabama.
Yeah, we're both saying it's real.
Which is why there's a GoFundMe to fund them.
Which is why they probably didn't get like voting that would allow them to fund stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it was an out of anger, you know, GoFundMe where they're like this, you know, like maybe it's like a someone from like a teacher or something that gets no like education funding.
They
so they're like,
they have like horrific public funding. Also, because a lot of their state officials like skim money.
Mm. Oh, that's not good.
Yummy.
Yummy.
We both think it's
so
real.
Both think it's real. Well, you guys are both correct.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, though, it's not by like some random person. It's actually by the government.
Really?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. That's funny.
Do you want to guess how much they asked for?
$15 million.
Probably not enough. Like half a mil.
Half a mil?
Yeah.
Actually, 300 mil.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
okay,
That's like a reasonable amount for a government to ask for, but it's also just like such an insane number to be short by. Can you imagine needing that much money and having none of it?
Right, right.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I hope the state government official in those like deep red states start doing their job.
Whee!
That'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. And with that, that's the end of the Threesis podcast. Thank you, Daniel, for thank you for coming up with like. It's funny because I feel like I'm recycling a lot of ideas, and you're always the one coming up with like weird new shit.
Iterations.
Yeah, yeah, fun new iterations, yeah. And I appreciate you for that. And is there anything also, Daniel, that you would like to say?
Well, all I have left to say is I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Bye, folks. What was that? All right.